Good now. So hello and welcome back to my podcast channel. This is Under the Duvet Podcast and I'm still your host, Precious Ngozi Kawole. And today we will be talking about a very critical and wonderful topic. It's kind of funny. The topic is when you feel like the only single girl in the block, like literally all your friends are getting married or engaged or in a relationship. They just kind of like have someone and that makes them comfortable. They can talk about things that it's not really about girls. And then it feels like you're the only person who doesn't really have such kind of thing going on for you. So right now, this is not really about me. You're not going to hear my voice at all. You're going to hear from three of my friends in the family house. They are going to give their opinions on this very subject. So we have the three of them. Let's hear their names. Introduce yourself to my listeners. So Ife, let's start with you. What's your name? What do you do? Your hobbies? Everything we need to know about you.
All right. My name is Ifeoluwa Ogunbuji. Yeah, I'm from Lagos. I came from Lagos. Okay, I love chatting, I love reading, I love traveling, I love playing around with friends and stuff like that.
Okay, so Ife is actually like my partner in ThinkWrite. It's a business and a writing school where we have a community of writers. So that's where we actually became like very good friends. So she's my paddy for life. Yeah. So I have another person here. She will introduce herself to us so we can get started. Tell us your name and what you do, your hobbies, everything we need to know about you.
Okay, I'm Adeshawa from Kwara State. What do? I read mostly. Then I'm trying to cultivate the habit of seeing movies.
Okay.
Especially animations.
Alright. Okay, you just heard from Adeshewa. And then the third person in this room. Okay, let's hear your name and what you do or your hobbies.
Okay, my name is Comfort. From Oyo State. I love watching movies and sewing clothes.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's right. She's actually like she's a seamstress. I've seen one of her clothes and in fact some of her clothes and it's actually very wonderful. So back to our topic, like you guys really need to like contribute. I won't really be calling names, but if you want me, I can point in the microphone to you directly. So we are still on the topic of what do you do? Or rather, how do you handle the stress, the whole pressure, when it feels like you are the only single girl on the block? Like, recently, I was just on my status, and then I just saw someone's status pop up. It was like a wedding invitation. I was like, and this girl, she's my national sister's squad. She just finished serving, and I was so surprised. Like, when did this one start dating? Like, when was she ever in a relationship? Like, sometimes you just see some of these wedding invitations, even your close friends, and then you are so confused. Like, what is really happening? Why is everybody getting married and I'm just the only one left? I've even had that kind of feeling before. Mm-hmm. So, what do you do, like, when your friends... You can even share personal experiences with us.
Okay. I know I cannot be single for life.
Mm-hmm.
I know I will not be single forever, so I just have to be myself. Even when I see people going, maybe engaging one or two people, you know, I just have this determination that I will just have to celebrate with them. I don't have to be so angry about that or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed being single anyway because I know I can never be single forever.
Exactly.
So that's just it. Me single for now is just making me know some kind of things, how to live with my partner, so all those kind of things. Mm. You know?
I think I love the point of making you know how to like live with your partner. It's actually very important.
Yeah.
But then don't you ever feel the pressure? like, this is Nigeria, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Like, you don't ever feel the pressure, like, coming from your friends or your family. You know, Nigerians always ask you, once you leave school, they are like, when are we coming to Taigele?
Yeah.
When are we coming to Weashebi? Those kind of stuff. Like, don't you ever feel the pressure, even as a Christian girl, specifically?
Okay.
As a Christian girl, like...
To be very, very serious, and I really don't feel anything like that, because why? Okay, let me give this instance. When my senior sister was getting married last year, so, like, I'm the second child to my parents, so they were just asking me that, Ifeo, you are the next person in line. I was like, anybody can be the next. I still have sister at the back, so, and there's nothing pushing me or something like that. But, you know, when you're seeing your friends again, getting engaged, getting married, and it was like, wow, Ifeo, when will you be there? But stress from home, you know, we have different kind of life live. Okay, fine, they believe this one, you don't need to rush her. She knows what they are doing. Some parents, they don't rush their children. But we find out that some, they do rush. So people that do rush their children, that's when you start finding it difficult that, okay, I have to bring somebody home, somebody home, somebody. So you keep pressurizing yourself, and you see that it's not helping you because... After, okay, let me bring this one, you find out that maybe that's not the right person because you are rushing into something. But when you take your time, I think you find a good, better one. And,
I think the main thing is, like, taking your time.
Yeah,
under God.
Yes.
Like, to, like, taking find the right
yeah,
person.
Yeah, to find the right partner, something like that.
Okay, let me hear from Adeshewa, so that we can continue. So, tell us your own opinions or how you handle the pressures and all that.
Okay, it's actually not an issue to me. Time and chance happen to them all. Okay, friends getting married would never change my own lifestyle or would not extend my, and the best is still yet to come. Maybe they are doing their best now. I'll still have mine later. And it's never an issue. And from parents or any other person or relatives, there's nothing like that. There's no pressure from them.
Mm. So, but, like, when you see all these wedding invitations online or even your friends, like, call you suddenly and then, like, they're like, you're doing that shit before us. Don't you ever feel the pressure of being the only single Christian girl on the block?
Okay, fortunately, none of my friends have gotten married.
So it's possible that would be the pressure.
Yeah, exactly. None of them have gotten married. So, even though I recently, let's say, younger sister got married, well, it's just like that. It's because she's ready and maybe she has, you know, plan, purpose. Plan what you want to achieve and all that is very important. And when I'm not yet there, then what am I looking for? So,
okay, but then let me ask you a specific question. Like, do you ever, like, talk to God about the fact that, yeah, I know some Christian girls actually, like, pray, God, send the man, send the person, I'm ready. Like, do you ever feel like you have to, like, make a particular prayer of God, send the person right now? It's normal for us to pray for our future husband, but
exactly.
But then it's a different question of, like, praying, God, send the person right now. Like,
okay, if I'm to ask for that, it would, if I'm to ask that from God, my priority or the motive behind it will be different from this discourse, in the sense that it will not be to feel... Easy, I don't know. So that I will not feel bad because of friends.
Yeah.
No, not that. But it will definitely be a need at the heart. That's why I would want to go for it.
All right. So when you make that prayer, it's almost like because you feel the need to make the prayer, not out of pressure. All right. Okay. It's your turn. She's actually studying. I'm sorry I'm disturbing you studying and losing off your hair, but then that's the reason why it's like a girl's talk. We can always be doing our stuff. So let's hear your own opinion, like, on the whole pressure stuff.
I think one thing is understanding yourself. We should live our life in such a way that people won't be able to pressurize us into doing some things. Now, I have a lot of friends, like most of my classmates, I see them introduction, wedding. I'm like, wow, so fast. I have a lot of friends telling me that, okay, when are they going to eat rice? But my reply to them most of the time is always, okay, is it from your side we are eating the rice or what? You cannot pressurize me. You can't make me feel bad. That's it. Once you have a mindset that, yes, I'm not ready to allow anybody to make me feel bad, no matter what they tell you, no matter what they say, you can't feel bad. And I'm from this kind of family that they'll tell you when it's time, everything will work together. My parents are not, I used to tell them, my father is not chasing me out of his house yet. So I don't need to feel bad that I'm still single, I'm not yet married or stuff like that. And marriage is not something that you just enter until you go out later. It's a lifetime process. So it's something that we just have to just think and just take our time. So we should not get pressurized. To me, I'm not pressurized to get
married.
I'm not get pressurized at all.
Okay, so what is your advice to that? Because I know a lot of persons are actually listening to this right now. And they always have this question on their lips, like, okay, if I'm not going to get pressurized, what do I need to do so that I don't feel like I'm the only Christian girl who is not doing something with a brother or something like that?
Now, one thing is, if you have something doing, if you are busy, there are some things that you won't get to think of. It's when you are lazy that you don't have something doing. That's when people are telling you telling you things like that, those thoughts will keep coming. But let's say you are busy, that you've so much dedicated yourself into your work, into your career and everything. I'm not saying you should be a career woman or career leader, but at least have something doing. That will keep you busy instead of you thinking of getting a man. And we should try and make sure. The reason why we get pressurized most time is the fact that we believe that not until a man comes before we can be complete.
Yeah.
Once you see that, yes, I'm complete, the man is not coming to complete me. You will not feel, even when it comes, like, you will not feel pressurized at all. We should just, as Christian, as a Christian lady, we should just put our hope on God. There's a time and purpose for everything.
Yeah.
We should not let whatever people tell us, hold on to God, hold on to the word of God. We should not let whatever people tell us to just sway us anyhow. So we should not get pressurized. Even if you are 8:40, we should not get pressurized. God is there, he's watching it. There's time and purpose for everything.
Exactly.
So we should not get pressurized.
So even if you are 8:40, don't get pressurized. Get your hands busy. Okay, Ifemi, let's hear from you. What's your advice to that single Christian girl out there who feels like, because literally, like, I posted this status and then my friend inboxed me and said, ah, you're not alone, no. I'm actually on this very table you are shaking. My legs are on it. If table breaks, I'm going to break my leg. So she actually is engaged, but then she still feels the pressure, especially when she sees, like, all those wedding. Seriously, like, Facebook and Instagram can be a little bit tasking. Like, I don't really like being on them. So what is your advice to that single Christian girl out there who feels like God has just left her and the boat has rode off and then she's just the only person left who is single? So what is your advice to her?
Yeah, actually, my advice to that kind of person is just that, to me, I know that God can never leave us. So God is always there for us. So the person should just relax and hope for better things ahead and not just rushing, so that the person will not rush out.
Exactly.
So the person should just keep straight and something good will comfort to the person. So that's just all. Thank you.
So don't rush in so that you don't rush out. And finally, what is your advice to that single girl out there?
Okay. To the ladies out there, I would advise that you wait until the Lord says it's time to move. Because if you move before God and not allow him to take you there, then you will still come back to him. Though you would have faced a lot and there are consequences. Not that God is bad or is doing evil because of that. No, there are consequences if you go out of his will. And so since God is the author of our life, we should just wait on God until he says, yes, you can move now.
yes, this is what you need to do at this moment. And it would make everything work out exactly the way it ought to be.
Okay. So tell us your name once again as we wrap up.
Okay, I'm Adeshewa.
Adeshewa. And
Ifeoluwa.
And then lastly,
Comfort.
Comfort. So you've heard from three of my friends on this very topic. So I don't know what you are doing, but then whether the pressure is coming from your home, your family, friends, whatever, just know that God has the best plans for you. And at this point in time, you shouldn't really be thinking of marriage. You should be thinking of more of purpose, like what should I do with my life while waiting for the right person. But one thing we have to note is that the right person is somewhere. I always have this one saying going for me. He is somewhere working for the Lord, and I am somewhere working for my own God. So let's just do what we have to do, because single period lasts for a while. You can never get it back once you lose it. So keep on to your faith. Hang on to something, like Comfort said. Get something doing. Stop being lazy. Get something doing. Get your hands busy. And you see that the single period is just for a matter of time. It's just for a period of time. It's just a phase. It will come. It will go. And we'll all be married someday, I hope. Some of us won't really get married, Sha. But that's the truth. All of us won't get married. Paul said so. All of us won't get married. If God calls you into the ministry of marriage, you will go and get married. But then if you don't really feel like getting married, nobody should actually push you into that. But until then, I still remain your host, Holy Precious Ngozika, and you are listening to Under the Duvet Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and goodbye. So thank you guys.